check of your KFNX Traffic Ace service of a foundation for a better life. Tollison, we still have that wreck. Northbound Loop 101 north of Thomas. HOV lane, two left lanes blocked. 143 northbound as you approach the 202. Also look for an accident transition ramp eastbound I-10 to the southbound or westbound US 60. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for Better Life at values.com.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center this morning, a mostly cloudy sky, clouds and spots of thunderstorm today, high 106, mostly cloudy, a couple of thunderstorms tonight, low 84, partly sunny, a straight thunderstorm Wednesday, high 108, sunny and hot Thursday, high 110. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, we do have some balmy showers and 77 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, hour two of Family Matters with your host, The Mothers, here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Welcome to Family Matters with The Mothers.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is Family Matters with The Mothers. For those of you just tuning in, we're discussing eating disorders. If you want more information about our guests or topics, please visit our website at themothers.com. That's themothers.com. Also, please feel free to tweet us at themothersonair or call the station with your story or questions, 602-277-5369 or 602-277-5369. KFNX.
Or toll free at 1-866-536-1100 and find us on Facebook, like our page, and follow us.
Welcome back, Lisa, and thank you for staying over. Before the break, I asked you what are some tips people can do immediately on their own to help them reduce overeating. And unfortunately, you got cut off, so can you let us know
what
those are.
Well, let's just call it trance eating because we were talking about hypnotherapy and the mind. And briefly, I'll just recap that we talked about when you are staring, you are starting the process of going into hypnosis. When you go into hypnosis, your subconscious mind is very, very accessible. That's where we make the positive suggestions for positive change. But it's also where you can affect negative change if you're, staring. So if you're driving or driving and eating, looking at your computer and eating, looking at your phone and eating, you are in trance, so you are unconscious. So you're eating while you're unconscious, and on top of that, you're in trance, so you're cementing that behavior.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Are there people that would fall into trance or hypnosis easier than others?
If you're very head-based, so to speak, or you have a very active mind, an intellectual, analytical mind, sometimes it's a little harder, but I know how to get around that because I was one of those too.
So, anyhow,
remember also the other part would be to start working on loving yourself just as you would a small child. Remember these behaviors, that's where they're based at that child level, and become aware of how you're using food. Why are you using it to numb, to nurture, to distract yourself? Start with body scans. Get to know what's going on in your body. The body never lies. That's where the answers are. If you can get in on a body part and find out what that emotion is underneath and the thought underneath that, then you're on the right track. If you can slow down just for a moment to get in touch with that body, you can maybe shift yourself out of it faster.
Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. Where can people find you? Do you want to give your information on where you're at and where people can find you?
Yes. My website is www.lisaangelini.com. An email is lisaangelinilpc@gmail.com. Thanks so much. I had a great time.
Thank you so much for being on.
Lisa, so much.
Well, next we have up Julie TNA is a licensed psychologist and the founder clinical director of A New Beginning, a treatment center for eating disorders in Scottsdale. Thank you, Julie, for coming in and being a part of our show.
Thanks, Julie. It's fantastic to be here. I love what you are all doing.
Aww. That's awesome.
What a great concept. So I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, welcome to the show, Julie. We really appreciate you being here. Can you tell us a little bit about New Beginning and what you do there?
Absolutely. A New Beginning is an outpatient outpatient treatment center that specializes in the comprehensive treatment of all eating disorders. So anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating disorder. We have a brand new emotional eating program, which is just fantastic. We have been around in the Valley for over 20 years, and we are really reputed to be, you know, a treatment center that leads with our passion and our desire to help clients to heal and to reclaim their lives from these really devastating disorders.
Yeah, we know this is a very serious disorder. You say you've been around for 20 years. That's a long time, so I'm sure you've evolved a lot from 20 years ago. Can you say a little bit about how you have evolved and where you are today?
Absolutely. You know, when the New Beginning started, my first clinical experience was in an inpatient setting, and it was a wonderful, wonderful start-up hospital. And I was really introduced to all of the aspects of treatment that really bring about not only behavioral recovery, but emotional healing. Because we really need to look at what is under the core of behavior. We have to understand behavior from the bridge between underlying wound and the behaviors that help us to cope. So back in 1990, 1992, there were not any choices other than individual practitioner and inpatient treatment. And I really felt like the people that could not go into inpatient treatment needed to have an option so that they could receive outpatient treatment that was comprehensive and that brought together all of the different disciplines that was going to help them to truly change and fully recover, which is what the goal is at A New Beginning for every single one of our clients, is full recovery.
That's amazing.
Wow. It is.
I read that you are also a co-creator and director of Healthy Weight Out.
It's Healthy Way, W-E-I-G-H, Out. Yes.
Okay. And could you tell us a little more about that, please?
Absolutely. This is something that's so close to my heart.
Oh.
So, I'm a psychologist, and I am first and foremost a mother of two very, very impressionable, beautiful, amazing daughters. And it really is alarming how our nation is approaching weight and the emphasis on weight loss. And it starts with a good intention because of the obesity epidemic, which is something that is very real. But the way that our nation is approaching weight loss is very dysfunctional and unhealthy and ineffective, and it really backfires not only into creating more and more obesity, which we know through research, but we're also seeing that the more our nation diets in response to the obesity epidemic, the more eating disorders are being created. So we wanted to develop a program that helped people be able to address their weight issues, but in a way that was emotionally and physically and nutritionally healthy. So we taught them actually how to eat and not how to diet.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle change, right?
How old are your daughters, Doctor?
My daughters are, one just turned 11, and the other one is 16.
Mm. So they're at that age now that they can start making their own choices. Do you govern that at all?
No, I do not. So it's really important to give our children the skills, the core basis for what they need, so that then they can approach their body and their weight and food in a healthy manner. So from the minute that they were conceived, one of my passions was really to help my daughters to develop an eating disordered resistant emotional core and to teach them how to have a relationship with food in their bodies that were going to be healthy and to help them withstand the pressures of our society.
Well, going back to the way that our society is viewing dieting, do you think that the marketing efforts for these fad diets and pills and shakes and bars target the underlying insecurities to position their products perfectly as a solution?
One word answer, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking.
It's so interesting to me what you were just saying before that, because you were talking about how when they're younger and how this affects them. And I can't tell you how many of my clients have had different things where when they were growing up, their parents made them finish their plates. Like it was one of those things. Or they grew up and their mom took diet pills and Tab and watch Jane Fonda. Or, and then talked about, so it's the things
Tab.
That they're learning. Yeah. Right.
Age yourself.
But, I remember that as well.
I'm sure that you see that also. And what you're saying is that you're starting with your children and teaching them good, healthy lifestyles and emotional eating.
In a multifaceted way from the minute they were born.
Well, I wanted to ask you, how did you do that with your daughters?
Okay, so there's so many wonderful pieces here. So the first thing that I want to say in response to what you were saying, Tina, is that there is actually one of the factors that contributes to obesity is when parents do what is called plating. So they serve their kids the portion sizes instead of having their children do their own portion sizes. Oh. And then there's this attitude that says you have to finish everything on your plate. So this is very externally based. So you have to eat externally based what's on the plate as opposed to eat until you're comfortably full. Okay, so I just wanted to point that out.
Interesting.
So what did I do to help my daughters? I mean, there are so many things. I think the very first thing is that you want to instill a solid self-esteem. Okay? You know, our culture is rampant with messages about weight and about what we should eat and look like. And you would think, although there's a lot of disordered eating in our culture, relatively speaking, eating disorders are a smaller portion of our society. So not everybody that's exposed to dieting advertising is going to develop an eating disorder. So we want to look at the things that people don't usually think about, like your core self-esteem, okay? And you want to develop a self-esteem that is based on who your child really is, okay? Not what you expect them to be or what you expect them to look like. Okay, so I want you to feel wonderful about who you are, this precious soul for who you are on the inside. And we want to focus on internal traits and really de-emphasize the external.
Julie, we're going to have you hold that thought. We're going to another commercial break. When we return, we'll be continuing our discussion on eating disorders with our guest this hour, Julie T.
Anae.
We are Family Matters with the Mothers and Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. See you after the break.
Wouldn't you feel more comfortable if your dentist really listened to your concerns and treated you as a whole person and not just a set of teeth? Hello, I'm Dr. Art Novelli. I've been caring for my patients with honesty and respect for over 25 years. My dedicated staff and I realize that an inflammation-free and pain-free mouth translates to a healthy body. Whether you are looking for general dental care for your family or a specific cosmetic concern, we can help you attain that balance of natural good looks and vibrant health. The relationships we build are so unique that our patients will travel from all over the valley, state, and country to our convenient location on Pecos and Cooper Road in Chandler, just north of the 202 freeway. To find out how you can achieve a healthy smile, please visit our website, drnovelli.com, or call 480-892-6868. That's 480-892-6868. You can also visit our Facebook page or Yelp to check out our patients' generous reviews. I am Dr. Art Novelli, where every smile is a work of art.
Let's throw a party. If you're planning an event, don't miss this summer's premier event and party planner expo on August 29th from noon to 5 p.m. at the Doubletree Resort in Scottsdale. Network with PR consultants, fundraisers, conference managers, company CEOs, and hospitality owners all under one roof. Take note, if you're a corporate event planner, be sure to attend the Brand Building Symposium at 11 a.m. Register at eventindustryexpo.com. eventindustryexpo.com.
Are you looking for a new home or thinking about selling your home? Let Jim Flynn show you how to take advantage of this thriving real estate market. Winner of the prestigious West USA Award of Excellence with 16 years in real estate, Jim has the knowledge and experience you need. Tired of paying your landlord thousands of dollars every year? Mortgages lower than most rents and no money down programs. For personalized service directly from Jim Flynn, go online to HomeProArizona.com. HomeProArizona.com.
Since 1980, Information Methods Incorporated has been a leader in technology consulting. The management experience of IMI's prime consultants and associates includes years of expertise in both public and private sectors. From assigning a project management officer to a complete end-of-project postmortem, IMI applies industry standards and our own custom methodologies to ensure your next technology project is a success. For details and example solutions, visit www.imi-us.com. We measure our success by your success. Your partner, IMI.
Things that make you go,
Look, you hear about it every day from Republicans and Democrats and everyone else who wants to tell you all the reasons why they're right and everyone else is wrong. If you've had enough, you're not alone. You deserve a show that offers unbiased truth and unfiltered debate. So tune in to Raging Sanity Radio with Will Hubbard and Alan Harvey, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Family Matters with the Mothers.
Welcome back to the show where Family Matters with the Mothers. This morning we're discussing eating disorders with our guest, Julie Anae, PhD. If you have a question for our guest, please call into the show, 602-277-5369 or 602-277-KFNX.
Or toll free at 1-866-536-1100. Our society's been so superficial since the beginning of time. Do you think that this obsession with appearance begins at home?
I think that absolutely. If in your home you are very appearance focused and you develop a culture that says that value is based on what you look like or what you weigh on the outside, then definitely that is a big risk factor for your child developing an eating disorder.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the break, and can you say more about what you do with your girls?
Well, the first is the healthy self-esteem, absolutely imperative. The second is that you want to teach them that internal traits are more important, really, than external. And that's both, you know, with how you see them, you want to focus on internal traits, and then also how you see others. You don't come back from a party and say, oh, this person gained 5 pounds. You want to say, oh, I'm so happy that this person is doing this in school. They seem so happy about what they're doing. You want to focus on the internal. The next thing that's so important is we have to teach our children that dieting is not an effective form of weight management. We have to start learning that we want to help our kids to approach food based on hunger signals and not for emotional comfort, and that they want to be able to eat according to their internal signals of hunger and to stop when they're full. That's what should be really what's driving what they eat and how much, not how many calories, how many fat grams, and not necessarily how big a portion is. It's really focusing on internal signals for intuitive eating.
We have Amy on the phone from Phoenix right now. Amy, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Ooh, we might have lost her.
We might have lost her.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Amy.
Hi,
do you
Amy.
Do you have a question for the doctor or a story for us?
I actually do. When I was younger, I was grotesquely skinny. I was very skinny. I had very small wrists. I had very small. I was not anorexic, but I certainly looked anorexic most of my life. And then when I was in my late 20s, I got diagnosed with non-epileptic seizures, or what they used to call staring seizures. And it really, it completely affected the way that I thought of things mentally, you know, just because I would go into those, like, hypnotic-like states that she was talking about, but I never called it something like that until today. But my question is this. First of all, I know this was for Angelini. I wanted to know if those staring seizures were a hypnotic-like state. And secondly, what changes in our bodies when we hit 30, you know, that completely changes the way we metabolize food? You know, because my habits went from eating as much as I wanted to and staying very, very small to now I have to count those calories and I have to watch what I eat and constantly exercise and work out my metabolism because I gain weight drinking water.
It's called aging.
Yes. Well, yeah. Lisa Angelini is actually gone now, but we do Dr. Julie Anne here. And can you talk a little bit about how your body changes and your metabolism changes with age?
Sure, absolutely. And I'm not a medical doctor, but working in this area for almost 25 years, it certainly is something that I have a lot of knowledge about. You know, one of the things is that as we do age, we do tend to naturally, because of our hormones, start losing lean muscle mass. And we know that lean muscle mass is what helps us to metabolize nutrients more quickly and to burn calories more quickly. So just a lot of times when people age and they lose that lean muscle mass and it gets replaced with inactive metabolic material, which is body fat, our bodies are less efficient. So we can find that we end up gaining more weight. So if you want to try to have a non-sedentary lifestyle, to do healthy exercise that includes both cardio and strength training, that's probably the best way. And then also to look at hormones and what role they might be playing.
Does it come down to psychogenic or physiological? Like, are there some cases where we're just not in control of it because of some physiogenic reason?
The thyroid?
Yes, I hear about it all the time, and I always wonder,
is that an excuse?
I tend to be one of those people who say, oh, that's an excuse, and you can just eat better.
It's really important, and this is what we do at A New Beginning and The Healthy Way Out. We want to look at everybody individually and holistically. So that's going to include the psychological, that's going to include the physical/medical, it's going to include the nutritional, movement. All of these factors play into your personal relationship with food and what your body does with it. So that's how I would look at it.
Thank you for calling in, Amy.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, guys.
Hey, if any of our guests want more information from any of our, I'm sorry, if any of our listeners want any information about or any of our guests, go to www.themothers.com, and we'll have all of their information for you to get in contact with these specialists.
You know, Julie, it starts early with kids, obviously, and something you said during the break I thought was wonderful, and about serving your children at meals.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us serving them, let them serve themselves.
Mm-hmm. So we, as mothers, want to give our children tools to be successful as they move into their own lives. And if we do too much for them and we don't educate them and give them the foundation, they're not going to know how to do it themselves. So from a very early age, we want to teach them that it is okay to eat when you are hungry, and to eat what you are hungry for, and the amount, the serving size that you are truly hungry for. Now, parents usually say, yikes, my kids are going to eat junk and all the time. And actually, that's not true. If you look at very young kids, they will eat, then they'll go off to play. And even if they have ice cream, they're not going to eat it all because they haven't yet learned that they've been restricted from it. Restriction causes overeating. Okay, saying you can't have causes us to desire it more. So we can't approach our children that way.
Having like cereal out and having like our stuff in our pantry, we made spaghetti last night for our kids and we had like family dinner, and one of my children was like, I'm not really that hungry. And so I made him a plate, and I've totally been doing that. So I'm going to stop that and let them serve themselves. However, he was telling me that because like not even 5 minutes after cleaning up, he's eating a bowl of cereal. Because he doesn't want to eat what we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I mean, very early on, you do want to be able to really teach your children that, you know, we want to eat a full variety of foods, and you want to have a full variety of foods available, including things like brownies and ice cream. And you want to teach them how to eat according to, you know, what feels good, what they enjoy, and for the right reasons. If we eat for hunger and not for reward or for comfort, then you're going to teach kids that food is just food. It's something that we put in our body to help us do what we want to do throughout the day. It's not something else.
I would like to say that when our children are young, they really have an intuitive sense to what goes into their body. My daughter did not like tomatoes, and as it turned out, she had a sensitivity to nightshade plants.
Absolutely.
And so if we allow our children to tell us, of course they're going to say they want carbs, cereal, that sort of thing. But if they have a choice of three different things that are healthy, they're going to pick one.
Right.
My daughter is health obsessed. My 6-year-old, health obsessed.
And I would look at what that's about. I mean, that might be natural. That might be
no,
created.
She doesn't like soda. She doesn't like any of that stuff. She asks me, is this healthy for me?
Yeah.
She's smart because we're going to go ahead and
take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors. When we return, we'll be continuing our discussion on eating disorders with Julie T. and A. We're Family Matters with the Mothers on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. See you after the break.
Arizona News Radio. A bus carrying inmates collides with a semi-truck that had overturned on I-8 between Casa Grande and Gila Bend. More than a dozen people on the bus injured, including the driver. DPS officials say the other inmates were cooperative and helpful.
They didn't give me any troubles. They cooperated with me. They listened to my commands, and they assisted with the injured inmates as well.
Sergeant Josh Wilhelm with DPS. The roadway shut down westbound. One eastbound lane stayed open. After searching for several days for a missing 5-year-old boy in Coconino County, the search ends with the discovery of what appears to be Gerald Williams' body.
A lot of sad folks and frustrated, and certainly that wasn't the outcome that we were hoping.
Jerry Blair with the Sheriff's Office. A searcher finding the body Monday afternoon. The Colorado City youngster apparently wandered away from his mom at the Jacob Lake campgrounds last Thursday. Those forced from their homes by the Willow Fire burning in Mojave Valley are allowed back. Fire crews making progress. Geico weather, warming temperatures, increased chance for storms. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic is service of Unbound, we've got a closure. Power lines down due to this storm. Peoria Avenue east and westbound east of 99th Avenue. Middle lanes, two HOV lanes. That's a big one. Northbound 143 at the 202. Also look for a collision on the transition ramp. Eastbound I-10 at the US 60. That's a biggie. Unbound sponsorship fights poverty by strengthening human connections and nurturing interdependency. That's just one way Unbound is different. Learn more at unbound.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center this morning, a mostly cloudy sky. Clouds and in spots of thunderstorm today, high 106. Mostly cloudy, a couple of thunderstorms tonight, low 84. Partly sunny, a straight thunderstorm Wednesday, high 108. Sunny and hot Thursday, high 110. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jim Minaldi from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, wonderful conditions, 77 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. I'm Chet Reynolds and you're up to date.
Raven's B2B Networking Mixer, 6 p.m. Thursday, August 13th in Scottsdale at Copperleaf Gastro Lounge, 4225 North Craftsman Court, a popular after-work business event for the past 13 years. Network with hundreds of other like-minded business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs. Make connections, exchange ideas, maybe even get a referral. Raven's B2B Networking Mixer, 6 p.m. Thursday, August 13th at Copperleaf Gastro Lounge in Scottsdale. For more info, visit ravenevents.com. That's ravenevents.com.
Would you like to know how to become 3 times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're 3 times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call 1-855-753-5660. You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call 1-855-753-5660 will receive a free upgraded 2-way voice keypad, which allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card. Call 1-855-753-5660. That's 1-855-753-5660.
Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gainey Suites Hotel, a charming upscale boutique hotel in the heart of Gainey Ranch, Scottsdale. A more intimate and relaxed alternative to the larger resorts. Relax in our lush oasis-like pool or kick back at the new terrace bar. Next door, shop at Gainey Village and experience a collection of great restaurants. Enjoy the spa or tee it up at the best courses in the Valley of the Sun. All at the Gainey Suites Hotel. For reservations, call 800-970-4666 or online at GaineySuitesHotel.com. Welcome back to Family Matters. Four diverse moms discussing the past, present, and future of motherhood. Here now, the mothers.
Hello and welcome back to the show where Family Matters with the Mothers. Today we're discussing eating disorders and prevention with Julie TNA. For more information about Julie and our topic today, please visit our website at themothers.com or you can visit her website at anewbeginning.com. She can be reached at 480-941-4247 or by email at drjulietna, which is A-N-N-E, at gmail.com. You can find all that information on our website. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you. It is so wonderful to be here. I love talking about prevention and especially our kids. Isn't that just what the next generation...
I know. Joni, you were talking about how smart my daughter was. What were you saying?
Well, your daughter's very smart. You were saying that she likes to eat healthy, and that's because... innately, she knows what's good for her body.
She's like,
but
I'm not
again,
gonna, yeah.
We have to be very careful about how we condition our children because what they see is what they do.
Yeah, and we have to know. You know, there's so many things in the school now, and you can't watch TV without it being about dieting and what's nutritious. It is good to be able to teach our kids, but we have to be motivated by what is going to be healthy for them and really explore within ourselves. Are we concerned about our kids being overweight? You know, is that impacting kind of the extent by which we are really addressing these things with our kids? Because that can backfire. Okay, we don't want to be creating a poor body image or kids that are obsessed with calories or exercise because we want them to be healthy, which really might be you wanting them to be thin. Okay, the best gift we can give to our kids is for them to learn how to allow their bodies to become naturally what their bodies are supposed to be, their own set point, by listening to their own internal signals of hunger and fullness and trusting that they can direct what their body is going to want to eat. So many times we're suspicious of our kids. If I let my kid eat whatever they want, they would only eat ice cream. Guess what? That's only true if they've been restricted from ice cream. Okay. If all foods are offered and there's no good food or bad food, or you can only eat this when it's Monday through Friday and then we have a cheat day on Saturday, you know, those are the things that create disordered eating and can go into an eating disorder, which is devastating.
And don't you think that you can also just direct them? So if you see that your kids are hungry and they're eating something, maybe the first time they go to the kitchen, and I know, I mean, having kids in elementary school, they are hungry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because
they really are going. Yeah. So if they're going into the kitchen and maybe they're grabbing crackers or something the first time and they say, Mom, I'm still hungry. Then you say, grab some carrots, or there's strawberries and grapes in the fridge or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Just direct.
And you can also direct and educate. Like if they're eating a lot of carbohydrates and they're still hungry, you can say, well, sometimes if you eat only carbohydrates, your body is going to burn that very quickly and then you're going to get hungry again. So let's put some protein or some healthy fat in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're educating them, but you're not labeling good or bad. You're not talking about calories. You're not restricting fats or carbohydrates. You're teaching them proper nutrition to love their body in a healthy way, not to try to control their body into the development of an eating disorder.
So how's it working for your 16-year-old?
So I want to be able to be very respectful of my children and not tell their public stories. So I will tell you that I'm really proud of these foundational pieces really affecting my kids in a very positive way that as a mother and an eating disorder specialist, I just feel really happy about. So both
you
my
kids.
You should
be proud of yourself.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Yeah. They both have really a wonderful relationship with food and their body, and best of all, they have good, positive self-esteem.
Yes.
Because they have great role models.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I want to just share this very quickly because kids are so impressionable. When my daughter was in preschool, the instructor said the nice dinosaurs, they were learning about dinosaurs, the nice dinosaurs eat plants and the mean dinosaurs eat meat. Well, she stopped eating meat for 2 years.
Wow.
And at that time, I was of the mindset that I was worried about where she was going to get her protein from. And since I've learned so much more about resources of protein not being meat, that I'm okay with both my daughters being vegetarians. But at the time, for me, because I was old school, I was very concerned with it. But that's how impressionable our children are. And so, again, I always refer back to what are we teaching them at the house? What's in our pantry? Because those are so important.
And we do have the most influence over our kids, even in adolescence. And whenever I give, you know, talks to parents, they are so surprised because they think that their kids are doing the exact opposite of what they are witnessing in their parents. And that's not true. Adolescents, especially adolescent girls, think highly of their mothers. 84% say they think highly of their mothers, and 51% want to be just like their mothers. So we have a powerful ability to be influential over our kids. We have to look at what we're doing at home, and we have to look at what we're modeling within ourselves, because our kids are looking, so we better be watching too.
Right. Well, we have another caller. We have Cheyenne from Port Angeles, Washington. Cheyenne,
Whoa.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question or a story for us?
I was just going to talk about how, you know, I was reading about how healthy eating is kind of seen as almost an eating disorder nowadays, you know, if you're too picky about what you will and will not eat. And I guess I kind of fall into that category because I'm pretty strict about what I will allow my family to have. I've been cutting out, like, we cut out dairy and most gluten. We make exceptions.
Why?
But we've really simplified our diet. And a lot of people do see us as being kind of extreme. But
So the question... I'm sorry. So the question I would ask you is why? You want to look at motivation and intent. If you're
right.
cutting out, you know, gluten and dairy because there's celiac disease or there's lactose intolerance, then that's a really positive motivation. If it's for restrictive weight control, you really have to be careful with that because it can backfire. And there actually is a form of, it's not a technical eating disorder as yet. It's called orthorexia. It really is mm-hmm. on the obsessive compulsive disorder spectrum. And it is created when people with obsessive compulsive tendencies then look at eating food and they want to eat just the healthiest food and they become eating cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And I'm saying that within quotes. And then it becomes an obsessive compulsive disorder. It is called orthorexia and it's very dangerous and it becomes an internal emotional prison. So you have to be very, very careful and look at motivation and intent.
Yeah, and I totally can see that side of it. And for me, it really is just the strong desire for myself and my children to be at our optimum health. Like, you know, so there are times when I will make exceptions, but for the most part, I do, you know, I do sometimes get afraid, you know, I'm like, oh, I don't like, you know, if we eat something bad, I don't like, I do feel
I'm
like
gonna
that
say the same.
So I can kind of understand what you're saying.
I'm going to say something to you, and I'm going to say I've been doing the same exact thing. I've been trying to revamp the way that we're eating and everything, taking out dairy. Because I've been on the show for over a month and we deal with so many different doctors and I'm kind of looking at our eating habits, I've been doing the same thing. But I mean, it's a struggle.
Yeah. So
but it does get stressful.
I don't do it
for
weight management. I totally do it because I'm thinking that we should be eating healthier
positive
and cleaner.
Changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Cheyenne, I just wanted to let you know, this is Joni, and I wanted to let you know that I support you 100% in what you're doing with the dairy and the gluten, because I don't think any of our bodies should really try to break down gluten. And dairy is an animal fat that we just don't need to survive. So I support
you
in that.
That's exactly my standpoint.
So,
yeah.
So what I would say to that is, because those are good motivations and intent, and you want to be able to approach it in a way that then does not inadvertently create an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So, Cheyenne, I heard you use the word bad. So you don't want to talk about anything being good or bad. You want to talk about it being maybe healthy. The old word moderation is a really wise word. Moderation, moderation, moderation. And not kind of these rigid all or none rules, because they will then set up it backfiring. The pendulum always has to swing in the other direction. So,
yeah.
You know, I think that as long as you are really cautious with that and you approach it in the healthy way, then it can be a positive thing for yourself and your family.
Thank you for calling in,
hey,
Cheyenne.
Thanks, Cheyenne. You rock.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
So when people come to you, can you tell us a little bit about where they can find you and how to get services started with you?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, which is www.anewbeginning.com. We also have a new program that's at www.thehealthyway.com. And then you're going to call, and our wonderful client care coordinator is going to listen to your stories, hear your needs, and we have 7 clinical therapists and psychologists, all eating disorder specialists with an abundance of experience and knowledge, and a full-time registered dietitian that's also an eating disorder specialist that will answer your questions and set you up with either myself or one of our team members.
Great. We're going to go ahead and take another commercial break. When we return, we'll be finishing up our discussion on eating disorders with our very special guest this morning, Julie and A. We are Family Matters with the Mothers on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Stay tuned.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
Are you looking for a new home or thinking about selling your home? Let Jim Flynn show you how to take advantage of this thriving real estate market. Winner of the prestigious West USA Award of Excellence with 16 years in real estate, Jim has the knowledge and experience you need. Tired of paying your landlord thousands of dollars every year? Mortgages lower than most rents and no money down programs. For personalized service directly from Jim Flynn, go online to HomeProArizona.com. HomeProArizona.com.
Camelback Toyota, located conveniently on 16th Street in Camelback, off the 51 freeway, easy to get to right here in the city. You work downtown, stop on your way home, take a look at some beautiful new cars, used cars. Derek and John O'Malley Jr. and my mechanics in the back, Abe and Jerob and Tom, my man Jake, Felix, John Wicks is there, Levi. They are trained and trained heavily. They know everything backwards and forwards on any Toyota. Customer satisfaction numero uno at Camelback Toyota.
This is Family Matters. Here now, the mothers.
Welcome back to the show, or Family Matters with the Mothers. This hour, we've been discussing eating disorders and prevention with our very special guest, Julie TNA. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how we talk to our kids about food. And, you know, you were talking during the break a little bit about things that go on in your home and stuff. And I know that with my home as well, it's about saying it's healthy choices. It's positive. It's good. It's, you know, instead of using the words like bad and fattening and junk food and things like that.
Absolutely. You want to teach your kids about what nutrition does for your body and to allow them to make, you know, healthy choices based on that. But that, you know, there's nothing wrong with eating stuff just because it tastes good as well. Okay. That is perfectly fine. We don't label that good or bad. We want to eat our healthy food first because that's what helps our bones to be strong and our muscles to be able to work. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with having a brownie and ice cream for dessert. There's absolutely nothing wrong with not eating it because you're too full from dinner. So we really want to get over this good food, bad food mentality because it's backfiring. We don't want to teach our kids how to diet. We need to teach them how to eat.
That's so smart.
Doctor, I would like to shift gears a little bit and maybe get into some specifics because oftentimes we don't realize our teens may be having an eating disorder problem. And so how do we recognize that symptomatically?
Absolutely. Great, great question. First thing is we need to stay connected with our kids so that we are never too busy or too disconnected not to notice subtle and sometimes not so subtle shifts. So I would say that, you know, if there was a child that used to enjoy going out on Friday nights and having pizza with friends or with the family, and you start noticing that they're not eating that pizza, okay, they're choosing to order a salad all the time, okay, their eating habits are really shifting from, you know, I used to eat pasta with gusto, and now I am just picking at my plate, you want to start noticing that and start having a dialogue. I've noticed that you haven't been eating much lately. You know, is there something going on?
And how about if they're disappearing after eating into the restroom or wherever, into their bedrooms?
Yeah, so you definitely want to look at that, especially if they're eating, let's say, a lot of food and then they are going into the bathroom. And obviously the concern is that they are doing some purging behavior. So you do want to be cognizant of that. You know, it's okay to kind of walk outside of that bathroom door and kind of listen a little bit. And definitely if you hear something, you want to be able to talk to them about it, not in a way that they are doing something wrong. You want to approach it with love and concern. Let them know what you are noticing and that you are here to help them with whatever might be going on.
My son, Jerobi, started losing a lot of weight, and we were noticing that he just kept getting thinner and thinner, and we were like, what the heck is going on? So I talked to him, and I'm like, are you okay? Are you eating? And he's like, yeah, I just don't want to eat a lot because I don't exert a lot of energy, so I need just a little bit so that I could lay around. So we totally talked to him about it, but he was like, no, I don't have an eating disorder. He was just getting taller, and we didn't realize like how much taller he was that he lengthened out a little bit.
Absolutely, and that's fantastic that you had that discussion with him. I mean, that's really, really wonderful. And kids, I mean, they do. They you know, kind of like fill out and then they grow and then they fill out and they grow. And so there's a natural fluctuation in their weight. But if you notice that in conjunction with behavioral changes, have that dialogue. So important, communication, and stay connected.
That's great advice, Julie. Are you, I'd like to ask you if you're seeing kids younger and younger coming to a new beginning, and if so, why do you believe that's happening?
Yeah. Oh, heartbreaking answer. The answer is absolutely yes. We are seeing kids younger and younger, 5, 6 years old. Parents are calling in and they are noticing their children are having problems relative to food.
Do you notice, or do economics play a role, like socioeconomic, like if they're more wealthy or if they're less wealthy, does that play a role? I know that a lot of people think that that's an excuse, that you can't get a healthy meal because it's cheaper to eat unhealthy. However, I do find that the food availability and having that fresh food in your neighborhood can become a factor when it comes to economics.
But this is a disorder we're talking about.
But there may be more.
Yeah, I would say with eating disorders, anorexia and bulimia, I would say that we are absolutely seeing it happen at younger and younger ages. And I think that it has a lot to do with, number one, our culture and the appearance. I think that, and this is very sad, but it's really true, the more our nation focuses on the obesity epidemic and our nation tries to do something in response to it, which many times is not directed in a psychologically healthy manner, it is backfiring into more disordered eating. Can I tell a quick story about
something that happened?
Yeah, sure. This is one of the things that drove me to create the Healthy Way Out program. And this was when my younger daughter was in third grade. And as an eating disorder specialist, as we've talked about, I mean, I really, from the time that they were born, my goal was to help them develop non-eating disordered behaviors and a good core. So we haven't talked about calories. I mean, we approach food in a really healthy way. We don't talk about burning calories, you know, nothing like that. And have done a really good job with that. So my daughter, I was picking her up from school, and she's sitting in the back, and you know how you chatter, that wonderful chatter after school, and she says, Mom, could you ever eat just one M&M? And my alarm bells went off, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this about? How do I answer this question? And I said, oh, that's a really interesting question. Why do you ask? So she proceeds to tell me that in gym class that day, they lined up all of the kids, and they had a big bag of M&Ms. And they made every child take one M&M and then go walk the length of the soccer field. And that was their way of educating a child at
how much calories
they had to do. And I was livid. Okay, I was livid because I had talked to the principal 2 years earlier I offered myself as a volunteer to help educate and help drive their programming with healthy body image, self-esteem, and prevention. I had actually gone to the head of the PTO that year when I heard that they were going to do things that were movement-based, and I volunteered my services. Nobody ever called me once, and my daughter is telling me that she has to walk the length of a soccer field to burn the amount of calories in an M&M. That's what our kids are being exposed to, and it's going to create more and more problems if we don't change it.
An academic reinforcement with candy? It killed me.
It killed me. I wish I went to that school.
Well, another thing, and I mean this is a whole nother show, but there's a huge epidemic in teachers being overweight and obese, and they are the ones who are educating our kids day in and day out. The majority of the day.
Because they're depressed about their salary.
Well, I mean, I think that there's a lot of emotional issues that go into it, but it is hard when you have people who have really not the education on healthy eating and healthy-based things who are educating your kids every day on what they're supposed to know about health.
As a nation, we need to do a major overhaul on how we approach issues around weight because it's backfiring.
Race. Government.
Well, I think it, like you said, it starts in the home. It really does. And I think that example you just gave is really a terrible thing. But I think in their own mind, they were trying to teach them something.
Right. They were trying to teach
it. It was a terrible lesson.
Yeah, but I understand that. But they need to make sure that they are teaching these really important lessons in a way that's cognizant of, you know, healthy psychological factors, healthy medical factors, and especially when people are volunteering their time and offering their expertise to help educate. I was really disappointed with the way that they approached that.
Did you turn your car around?
I didn't. What I ended up doing, because, you know, it's really family at home first. And so I had a really good communication with my daughter regarding that. She had not ever heard of calories before. So we talked about calories as burning energy. And we talked about why we don't really talk about calories, that if you just listen to your body and you have a healthy amount of physical activity, you don't need to focus on that. So the very first thing I did to kind of rebel against that was to help my own daughters at home. And then I actually didn't bring my daughter back to that school the following year.
Wow. I'd like to get back again to the symptoms that, you know, parents can recognize. Aren't there some superficial symptoms like possibly acne or dry skin if their nutritional needs are not being met? And constipation, diarrhea type symptoms?
You bet. So with anorexia, what you're talking about is when there is a significant loss of weight because of lack of nutrition. So you're going to have dry skin. Sometimes there's fine hair that grows on your face. It's called laguna. And certainly hair falling out. Loss of period, if your daughter has already had her menses, is also a factor.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Julie. You have been so
informative.
It's such
a pleasure to meet you.
We also wanted to thank Lisa Angelini today. She was here our first hour. And, of course, thank you to our listeners. We also want to thank our sponsors, Jim Flynn of West USA Realty. You can visit his website at homeproarizona.com, or you can also thank our sponsor, Dr. Art Novelli from Novelli Dentistry. You can find him at drnovelli.com. For more information on our guests and our show, please visit our website today at themothers.com. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. We have shows on from 10 a.m. till noon, Monday through Friday. We are Family Matters with the Mothers on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Thank you so
much. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
Up next, it's Right Side of the Trade here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
My business, I wear a lot of hats. I'm accounting, sales, and so much more. But I don't know marketing.
Let Dex Media be your marketing department. Our team can create a digital plan for you with everything from search to social. Contact Dex Media, that's DEX Media, to get found, get chosen, and get talked about.
Whoa, that's a job for cleanup, which would be me.
Call 844-230-3436 or visit dexmedia.com today.
Your application looks great, but I'm not seeing any marketing experience.
The ad said mechanic needed.
Right, but I need a mechanic / marketing wizard. What do you know about reputation management?
Nothing.
Search engine optimization?
Is that under the hood?
Let Dex Media be your marketing department. We can help with any digital marketing solution from search to social. Contact Dex Media, that's DEX Media, to get found, get chosen, and get talked about. Call 844-230-3436 or visit dexmedia.com today.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Michael Savage Show. KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.